Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen.
You ruined it right there at the end. You stuttered.
I know, because I've never been quiet in my life. I don't know how to talk quietly. I was like, my brain was like, what is occurring here? Well, Jenny, this is our first shorter episode that we promised our audience we'd be doing. This is one of those episodes where either Jenny or I or Kevin share a story of something that's happened to us. And it's a little quick little tidbit into our life. It's like a slice. It's a baby slice, a short story, what's another synonym? Something else, a metaphor. Help me, Jenny. An appetizer?
Sure. a little croquetica.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. What's a croquetica?
No, bro, it's a croquetica.
Oh,
a tiny croqueta.
A tiny which croquetas are already small. So
no, but there's like smaller ones.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea. Look.
In Miami,
I'm learning so much. How small could they possibly be?
Like a little like pinky size?
Okay. Well, you live and learn, baby. So Jenny, I want to tell you a story. I need to be publicly shamed. Okay. I want to preface with saying I need to be publicly shamed for my behavior. It's one of the reasons I want to tell you this story. I want to share it on the podcast because I'm aware that this story is stupid. Okay. I just want to preface by saying I'm aware I'm stupid. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Oh, God. All right.
I got COVID again. I said it in our first episode back. I got COVID again. I've had COVID 4 fucking times, which
oh my God,
is.
Joanna.
I don't know why. It's not like I'm irresponsible. Like. But the last 3 times I've gotten COVID, it's someone that's come to visit me after like a long plane ride.
Oh my God.
It's at the last 3 times it's been one. It's not like, wow, I went to a rave. It's always like my mom came to visit after like a 4-hour flight. You know what I mean? That's very on brand for me. It's like I get ill from the most boring reason.
Not the Taylor Swift concert?
No, I didn't go to the Taylor Swift concert. I just had my mom staying in my guest room, and she was like, "Ay, creo que tengo alergia." Like, she was like,
They all start with that. No, son alergias. I'm just allergic.
And then she's allergic. ¿Será que quizás sí estoy enferma? And I'm like, I don't know, mom, probably. And she's like, como que sí tengo COVID. And I'm like, yeah, I thought so. So anyway, I get COVID, and... Here's the thing about me. I don't know where this comes from. I think it's both my parents are guilty of this. Like my dad during like the peak of the pandemic before the vaccine came out, he got COVID. And when he went to the hospital, the doctor was like, if I had just seen the x-rays of your lungs, I would have assumed you were on a respirator. And my dad was like, oh my God, really? That same day, my dad came home. And we were downstairs, like, cooking, and he was upstairs because he was quarantining. He was separate from us. And I hear, like, and I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? My dad can't breathe. What's going on? And I run upstairs, and my dad's on the fucking Peloton. On the Peloton.
Con COVID.
Doing an app. Bro, con COVID, que supuestamente tenía que estar en el respirator, okay? And he's like, no. no, estoy bien, estoy bien. God, and I'm oh like, God, oh Dad, what the? We had all of, like, his three kids have to call him and tell him, like, he's being irresponsible. He kept on doing his Peloton even though his lungs were basically collapsed. I was so pissed at him. So pissed at him, right? Okay, well, now back to me. I test positive for COVID on Tuesday, and I feel absolutely terrible. I'm like, I feel like I'm dying. I feel like I'm dying, but I work all day. I'm like, I'm fine. It's not that bad. I've had worse. And then on Wednesday, I'm like, I can't just lay in bed. I gotta go for like a nice walk. Okay. Okay. So I go for the walk, and like, after a couple minutes, Jenny, I'm like, you know, I kind of want to jog a little bit. I kind of want to like get the heart rate pumping up.
Apple so meat tree. Ay, mama.
And I'm like, I'm not that sick. Like, I'm quadruple vaccinated. Like, I'll be fine. I start jogging and I start listening to a podcast about a scammer called Coco Berthman. We'll talk about this in the next episode. And I disassociate. I don't know what other word to utilize. I don't know what happened. I just went on like autopilot, I guess. And I keep running and I keep running. And then the sun is going down. And the only reason I notice is because tourists are in my way trying to take pictures of the sunset. And I'm like, oh, wait, what time is it? And I'm like, oh, it's been like an hour. And I look down at my app. And it said I had run 4 miles. And I was like, what? And I was like, you know what? I guess I'm just going to have to run back.
Pero por qué run, Joanna? You couldn't pace yourself? You couldn't? Okay.
Bueno, ya va. Let me count this right. Because the total run, I think, was 6 miles. So it was actually 3 miles one way and then 3 miles. And I ran both ways, but I felt in that moment like I almost like I was proving to myself that like I can do anything and I'm strong and like mortality isn't real. I'm never gonna die. Even with COVID, I can run, you know, 6 miles. And then obviously this made me feel 100% worse and I got way more sick.
Bro.
So you can shame me. You can shame me, Jenny.
Joanna, es que yo no entiendo. Es que yo no entiendo. Even today, I'm shocked. I'm actually very, I'm proud of you, bro. Because even today, you're not feeling well still. You're on your period.
Terrible period.
And I'm like, bro, let's just record another day. And you're like, no. As you wipe away your tears.
I don't know what it is.
I'm going to do it. It's called being an American. It's called capitalism. It's called...
It's psychosis. I just, you know, it's almost like... I think it's come from my parents, honestly. My parents...
Oh, no shit.
Como que mi papá se puede estar muriendo. My dad once literally fell off his bike and like broke I don't know how many fucking things. And then he biked back. And it was like a 30-mile bike ride. And he came back all bloody and he was like, hola. And I'm like, bro, what happened? And he's like, me caí. And then, you know, I'm like, why didn't you call us? And he's like, no, it's okay. My dad's gonna hate me for telling all these stories. My dad once fell down the stairs and clearly had ripped a ligament in his knee. And he refused. He's like, no, voy a estar bien. And spent 3 days in bed trying to walk around, hobble around. And my mom's like, I think you need to go to the doctor. He's like, no, esto va a estar bien. Went to the doctor. The doctor's like, you need surgery. Like, you ripped your knee off.
You know what's funny about this, like this Latino dad situation with doctors is that it seems like, no, they're fucking tough. Like, no, like I got it. Like, I'm fine. But it's really because they're scared shitless of going to the doctor.
I think really that's my mom. My mom is scared of the doctor. My mom is scared of all that. So she'll like, she was just here and she was clearly sick. And she was like, no, estoy bien. Es alergia, nena. Like, there's this desire of proving you're strong enough And then you inherently make yourself weaker. It's absolutely, I'm aware, this is a little gift my parents have given me. I'm aware, but it's so funny because I remember the moment I yelled at my dad for getting on the Peloton, and I remember calling my siblings, like, irate and like how irresponsible of father to do this. And then look at me. I did the exact same thing. Exact same thing.
I really do think it's an immigrant parent thing because while my parents specifically aren't like that, my grandparents were. Mm. So my abuelo didn't go to a hospital until he was near death in his 90s. He wasn't even born in a hospital.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she popped him off somewhere. I don't know where she gave birth. Anyway, it wasn't a hospital. But there was so many cuentos of him in Cuba, nearly near-death experiences. He used to, like, dive naked in the river, and as one does in Cuba in the 40s. And he jumped off and got stuck on a branch on the side of his abdomen.
Oh, my
God.
Pulled
the branch out, healed it himself. Literally, that is the way this man operated for his entire life. Like, he would get severely injured, and then he would heal it himself. He would not go to the doctor. My abuela, she would go to the doctor a lot, but she would have, like, a fucking stroke or a heart attack, and she'd be back in the kitchen the next week.
Yeah.
Because that's what she wanted to do. She was, like, back to her old self. She didn't accept defeat. So I feel like I'm very similar in that regard. In that regard. But I have my, you know, health issues and stuff, but I have learned lately to listen to my body.
I mean, I think you kind of have to.
Yeah. It took a bit. I think I was pretty reckless in the past, and now I'm like, no, bitch.
When you have IBS, if you don't listen to your body, you become that woman on the Delta flight.
Oh my God. Yes.
Everywhere.
So you had to learn. Bad for that person when I read that article because of that. Yeah, because everyone's like, well, why get on the plane if you're sick? And it's like, it doesn't necessarily mean she was sick. She could have had IBS or Crohn's. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Who knows? I probably would have been, if I was sick as tits, I'd been like, I'll be fine. You know, I could have been that.
You actually would have been that woman.
I would have been that woman.
Yeah.
I just assume I'll figure it out. I assume. And, you know, I was thinking, you're talking about your grandpa, my paternal grandpa, you know, mm-hmm. Papote.
Papote.
He freaking survived the Holocaust. Yeah. And he walked from Germany to Spain, and all his stories, he's been near death 17 different times. He's like, oh, he skied off a cliff once. And oh then another God. Story is like, una vez fui a nadar en el océano y había un montón de, oh my God, ¿cómo se dicen jellyfish? Se me olvidó. Aguamalas. Había un montón de aguamalas. He was attacked by jellyfish and he like passed out and almost died swimming in the middle of the ocean. All these stories. And it's almost like, It's like being human and understanding that your body has to recover and stuff is like accepting defeat almost. I feel like it's like accepting mortality. And I also think that, as you said, like immigrant parents and immigrant grandparents, like I don't think they had the option of a sick day necessarily.
Right.
They were like, they just had to continue. They just had to move on. They just had to move forward and not listen to their body, because if they did, maybe they wouldn't make it, or maybe they wouldn't, you know. So I do think it's like yo sí siento que it's ¿cómo se dice? Inherited.
It's inherited, but I also don't think living in the United States is helping, because I feel like we're still not out of this, but more so back then, being sick or disabled just meant you couldn't participate in society. And we obviously saw a lot of that ableist attitude occur during the height of the pandemic. And it still happens today because immunocompromised people such as myself have to mask up during flu season, which we are now in the middle of. And I remember seeing a lot of hateful commentary online basically saying, well, if you're sick or disabled or immunocompromised, just stay home. Like, you shouldn't be out there participating in society, kind of a thing. So I don't think we're out of that quite yet either. I think the pandemic definitely opened up that dialogue. But I remember so many times when I was forced to go into work and I was freaking sick as shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like dying. Like, I was like horrible flu. I had tissues everywhere, just nonstop coughing and sneezing. And I'm like, this is so dumb because you're basically risking putting other employees at risk
mm-hmm.
by me being here. And that's going to mean more people are going to call out and you're going to be in more trouble.
This is when you worked at Toys R Us? I would like to believe Toys R Us was an abusive company.
Every job. No, it was. It was Toys R Us. It was like an office job that I had. It was even school. The Catholic private school that I went to, you couldn't miss school for like more than 7 days or something in the year. And if you missed just one more day, you were forced to do summer school. So I remember I had already like met the 7 day like maximum of sick days and I got the flu. It was a really bad cold flu. And to avoid having to go to summer school, I was stuck in the office in this tiny, shitty little bed, freezing from a fever. And that is where I remained the entire time. Because if I went home, they would have put me in summer school for missing an 8th day.
That is the most draconian school rule I've ever heard in my freaking life. That's like a European dictatorship. Like, any dictatorship. But I feel like that's a Mussolini level rule following without any humanity involved. That's absolutely insane.
Dude, it was, when I think about that shit, I'm like, this is, because again, the pandemic made me think about all these times of my past where I was forced to do shit when I was clearly very, very, very ill. And hell, it even happened when I was at BuzzFeed. When I first started working at BuzzFeed in 2015, that's when my Crohn's and colitis symptoms started. And I was constantly having to run to the bathroom and all this stuff. And I wasn't allowed to work from home.
Bueno, pero ya va, Jenny. Pero ahora hay otro problema. There's another problem now, which I was sick all week. But since work from home is so normal,
right?
I couldn't just take a day. So I worked the full week with COVID, like feeling like ass.
Oh my
because
God.
It's like, bueno, pero you're home, y estás en la cama, y estás tomando tu caldo, but you can log on and you can do the meetings. You know what I mean? Before,
oh my God.
Taking a sick day was, oh, you left the office, so you had a day to yourself. Now it's like, I can't have a moment to myself. I had no day to myself. Maybe that's why I went on that crazy run, because I wanted to run away from my responsibilities.
Perhaps. And, I mean, I could see that.
I freaking Forrest Gumped my way through COVID. Well, not really. I got more sick. But I did feel like Forrest Gump. You know that part in Forrest Gump where he's like, I kept running and I didn't stop. That was me. I never understood that movie. I never understood that moment in that movie. I'm like, why would anyone voluntarily run? And here we are. Life is like here a box of chocolates, you know? You never know when you're going to see yourself reflected in a Forrest Gump moment. And here we are.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I hope we can all learn lessons from your poor choices. From you and your family's poor choices of
thank you so much. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about my family. So that's it. Those are going to be our little shorter episodes. Basically, it's what me and Jenny would talk about in a phone call, but we're sharing it with you guys. As a reminder, we're going to be doing long episodes and then interstitial shorter episodes throughout the month. So if you hear a shorter one, don't think that you accidentally pressed 2.0 and are listening at double the speed. It's just we're trying different things out now that we are the producers of our own podcast. So we'll see you guys next week. And not see, I guess here. You'll hear us. You'll hear us next week.
Yeah. You'll hear from us.
I think we could call this abbreviated hyphenated. And I'd love to take credit for that. But Kevin made up that term. Abbreviated hyphenated.
Thanks, Kevin.